Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Fielding Smith, Roman numeral, page 9. Historical summary. The following chronology provides a brief historical framework for the teachings of President Joseph Fielding Smith in this book. July 19, 1876, born in Salt Lake City, Utah, to Julina Lamson Smith and Joseph F. Smith. July 19, 1884, baptized and confirmed by his father. Receives his first personal copy of the Book of Mormon from his father. April 6, 1893, attends the dedication of the Salt Lake Temple. 1896, receives the Melchizedek priesthood and the temple endowment. April 26, 1898, marries Louis Emily Shurtleff in the Salt Lake Temple. May 1899 to July 1901, serves as a full-time missionary assigned to England. 1901 to 1910, serves in many church callings, including as president in a priesthood quorum, a member of the Young Men's Mutual Improvement Association General Board, a high counselor, and a member of a general church committee assigned to prepare materials in defense of the church. October 1901 begins employment in the church historian's office. Roman numeral, page 10. 1902 publishes a family history booklet titled Aciel Smith of Topsfield, Massachusetts, with some account of the Smith family. This is his first of many publications, including 25 books and numerous articles for church magazines and periodicals. April 8, 1906, sustained in General Conference as Assistant Church Historian, a position he holds until March 1921. March 30, 1908, Louis Shurtleff Smith dies after suffering from a severe illness related to her third pregnancy. November 2, 1908, marries Ethel Georgina Reynolds in the Salt Lake Temple. April 7, 1910, ordained an apostle by his father. October 1918, records a revelation on the redemption of the dead as dictated by his father, who is the president of the church at the time. This revelation is now found in Doctrine and Covenants, section 138. January 6, 1919, appointed as a counselor in the presidency of the Salt Lake Temple, a position he holds until 1935. March 17, 1921, named as church historian, a position he holds until 1970. 1934, named as president of the Genealogical Society of Utah, a position he holds until 1961. August 26, 1937, Ethel Reynolds Smith dies after suffering with an illness for 4 years. April 12, 1938, marries Jesse Ella Evans in the Salt Lake Temple. Roman numeral, page 11. May to November 1939, fills a special assignment in Europe with Jesse, visiting England, Scotland, Holland, Belgium, France, Switzerland, Italy, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Czechoslovakia, Austria, and Germany. Directs the evacuation of all American missionaries from Europe after the outbreak of World War II. June 8, 1945. Called to serve as president of the Salt Lake Temple, a position he holds until 1949. October 6, 1950. Set apart as acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. April 9, 1951, sustained as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. July to August 1955, fills a special assignment in Asia with Jesse accompanying him. Dedicates Guam, Korea, Okinawa, and the Philippines for the preaching of the gospel. September 1958, attends the dedication of the London, England Temple. October 1960 to January 1961. Accompanied by Jesse, visits church leaders and missionaries in Central and South America. May 1963, officiates at the laying of the cornerstone of the Oakland, California Temple. September 1963, dedicates the Pioneer Monument in Kansas City, Missouri, and the Liberty Jail Historic Site in Liberty, Missouri. October 29, 1965, called to serve as a counselor in the First Presidency under the direction of President David O. McKay. Roman numeral, page 12. January 18, 1970, becomes the senior apostle and presiding leader of the church at the death of President David O. McKay. January 23, 1970, set apart as president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. April 6, 1970, sustained as president of the church in General Conference. August 3, 1971, Jesse Evans Smith dies. August 27 through the 29th, 1971, presides at the church's first area conference, which is held in Manchester, England. January 18, 1972, offers the dedicatory prayer for the Ogden, Utah Temple. February 9, 1972, presides at the dedication of the Provo, Utah Temple. Having written the dedicatory prayer, assigns President Harold B. Lee to offer the prayer. July 2, 1972, dies in Salt Lake City, Utah, 17 days before his 96th birthday. End of the section, Historical Summary, from Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Fielding Smith.